بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولاد المسلم او فتره الزيد وكان تاثر المقدس and he found that it had been completely destroyed. The houses had fallen in, the roof had fallen down, the walls had fallen on the roofs, and the whole town was completely destroyed. He thought to himself that how will Allah Ta'ala bring this back to life again, as Allah has promised. Not that how will Allah be, but how great the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala is. Then Allah gave him death at that time, and he remained dead for 100 years. In that period, his body remained completely in order, his food also. But the donkey he was riding, that was completely finished, and only the bones were left of that donkey, nothing else. Then Allah showed him in front of his eyes how Allah put the meat back on the donkey's bones, how it was formed. And after that, he climbed on his donkey and he rode. And then he went now into Baitul Muqaddas and he went to that place where he was living, the house also. And this is after 100 years. When he came there, the people did not recognize him. The old people had passed away. The little children had become old people, and they did not recognize him. He explained who he was, etc. And from clear signs, they made out this is Hazrat Hussein. And he came back to them again, and with his eyes he saw the great qudrat of Allah. This Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this incident so that we also have full yaqeen that all who are in the qabr, and we are also going in a qabristan, that we all will come back to life, and Allah will resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah. There were 3 or 4 signs with regard to Hazrat Hussein. 2 with regard to himself, within himself, and 2 out of him. Within himself, that his body remained intact. And after 100 years, his body was just as it was, still as a young person. And when he went back to his people again, the same address, same house, same muhalla, locality, he was a young person. So therefore he could not understand and accept him at the beginning. But when they saw the clear signs, they accepted. The other is that his body, he remained alive, and his body properly, with its youth, it was alive for 100 years. And 2 signs outside of him, one was that his food remained also 100% intact in spite of 100 years that he passed. Otherwise, normally, especially in summer, the food of the morning, nowadays we have fridges, we put it in the fridge, but if you leave it out by the night, it has gone off already. But that food, for 100 years, it remained 100% intact and in order. And the other was his donkey that was completely the same Allah, the same condition, but the donkey died and it became only bones. And then in front of his eyes, Allah Ta'ala made the donkey come alive. All this is so that we then, the readers of the Quran, we can build our yaqeen, our full faith on the akhirah. And this is one basic thing of our lives, of our iman and our Islam. Not only that we say we believe in the akhirah, but we must have that conviction of yaqeen in such a way that more than what we prepare for our dunya and what we do for our dunya, we should do for our akhirah. Each one of us can see how much are we doing for dunya and how much for akhirah. If we got that yaqeen, how much time are we giving for dunya and are we giving more time for akhirah or not? If not, that means we still got yaqeen more of the dunya. That's why we have got more time. Are we investments that we are making? Are we more worried investments of this dunya? I must have my own house. I must have bank balances. I must have properties, investments. And how much do we think of making investments of the akhirah? Have we even thought of it? That we have to make it, we have got yaqeen in the akhirah, we will make investments for the akhirah more than for the dunya. As in the hadith it comes, that live for your dunya as though you are going to live forever. And live for your akhirah as though you are going to die now. So the wrong meaning of this is that prepare not for your dunya that you're going to live forever, ever. But Maharaj says, Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave a beautiful explanation. He says, live for your dunya as though you're going to live forever. So if you have anything to do of dunya, you don't have to rush. I've got a lot of time. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next year. I'll do it after 10 years as though I'm going to live forever. And for your akhirat, as though you're going to die now. So I've got no time to waste. I have to hurry up and rush to make my akhirat. Also, in the hadith, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first told him, give your ummah my salam. And on that ulama say, we should reply to that salam, alayhim wa alaykum as-salam. That Ibrahim alayhi salam says, send salams. And then he goes, inform your ummah that Jannah is a very fertile. The land is very fertile. The water of Jannah is very good. In other words, things grow very, very well in Jannah. But it is qi'an. It is a barren place. And now in this dunya, it is for us to prepare and build our palaces of Jannah. And it is for us to plant our trees and make our gardens of Jannah. Each one of us think, how much are we preparing and planting trees? Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said that Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, all these are trees. If we read that, four trees are planted in Jannah. So how many trees are we planting? How many palaces are we building? By the virtue of our iman, we will get Jannah. But if we did not build our palaces, we did not plant our trees and make our garden, then it will be a barren, open place only. So how much if we have got the aim on akhirah, we will be keen and be preparing and planting more and preparing much more for akhirah. Today we are, for example, if there is a function, social function, a walima, a Quran, khatam, anything. And if we are there and the people are taking photos, men and women are mixing, there's music, they are all enjoying, talking, laughing with one another. And we see a snake there, and we don't tell the people of the snake. And the snake in fact bites a few people, and they die also. They will tell us, but how come you did not tell us? You saw the snake and you did not tell us. And you say that I didn't want to upset your fun. You people were enjoying talking, laughing so nice, and they will be so angry on you. So those who see that all this haram is the fire of Jahannam, and all the haram that is taking place are the snakes of the qabr, the snakes of Jahannam. And so that person won't be able to keep quiet. He will warn the people that save yourself from the snakes, save yourself from the azab, the plagues of Jahannam. So it is for us, if we have that yaqeen, if we have that eyes of that yaqeen, that we can see that all this guna, this World Cup, all the haram that took place in it, just a little bit covered up with fancy wrap, clipped wrap, and it, just the top makes it look nice. Some azan is given, some da'wat is given, but inside is all the filth and dirt, the worst haram. But if we have that yaqeen, we will see it and we warn the people. But if we don't have that yaqeen, then the things of this dunya will overtake us. Sport will become a major thing in our life. Whereas sport, the Quran says, lahwa wa la'ib, it is just a waste time and just a play. It is nothing whatsoever. It is mata'ul ghurur. It is a full box of deception. Just covered with the deep breath of the outward attraction. Like the person, he is going to drink this and also this stuff. And then he reads Bismillah before he reads it. And he reads the Alif of the Quran. He stands to lose his iman on that. Not that now it becomes permissible by reading the ayat of Quran, etc. on haram, doesn't make it halal. It makes it worse. The person loses his iman in that case. So this yaqeen has to be built, which we are very, very lacking. We see we are totally overtaken by what the government has to tell us, what the media is telling us, what the scientists tell us, that we listen to. And what Quran and Hadith say, unfortunately, that doesn't make sense to us also. We don't outwardly, because we are supposed to be Muslims, we say we believe in it, but we haven't got that yaqeen. And this is for everyone, the ordinary people, even the ulama, great ulama has written that just by studying Quran and Hadith, the yaqeen is not birth. Yaqeen is a separate thing. For that, a separate effort has to be made. A person can be a great muhaddith, a great faqih, a great qari, but yaqeen is a different thing. For that, his own effort has to be made, then that yaqeen comes into a person. And this causes a lot of confusion amongst the people, that we see great ulama also, because the yaqeen is not made. For example, they will make their own children doctors and lawyers. They will also be taking part in the sport, and very vigorously, and then the people get confused. Such a big Maulana, and he's also reducing, because the yaqeen was not built. Yaqeen is a very important thing, and we all have to strive to build the yaqeen within us.